Welcome back to We Bombastic Few, Season 4, Episode 10, Overall Episode 48. I did my homework this time. It's your main host, Brent, and I got two other guys with me. Who's here?
Does that include bonus episodes?
It does include bonus episodes, fun fact.
Wow. What is it without bonus episodes?
That would be 46 without bonus episodes.
I don't know.
Although it is hazy, because technically from last season, there's one that, like, I think it says bonus in the title, even though it's not officially registered as a bonus under, like, Spotify.
And then
so there's your Trivial Pursuit for the day.
It evens out, though, because there's one episode from this season that normally would have been classified as a bonus, but then we classified it as a normal episode and then just left it.
Oh, maybe that's the one I'm talking about then.
It was the one where you and Lindsay.
That is the one I'm talking.
And I wasn't there.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Oh, yeah, okay. That's this season. I'm 9 seasons ahead. I'm already working in the community land of, like, 7 seasons on a movie. I'm on season 7.
4D podcasting. Maybe a movie.
Yeah, exactly. Lindsay, you here?
Yes, I am here. I introduced myself as Daniel, but that got overpowered by your guys' ranting voices.
I can just amplify it by, like, 50 decibels and edit.
The crap, I lost. Who deleted the bombastic word?
I was wondering the same thing.
It was not me.
I don't believe you.
It wasn't. It really wasn't.
Consciously, it was not me either.
Everyone just start pressing undo until it pops up. Oh, there it is.
Okay, I got it. No one panic. All right, bombastic word for the day. We got Witenagemot, which is an Anglo-Saxon national council or parliament. Oodles and oodles of uses for your everyday life.
Mm-hmm. You want to spell it?
Witenagemot.
It's
Witenagemot. And now you're ready for your next spelling bee. We're grooving. This is going smooth today. Speaking of smooth, drug tests. I don't like... also, I'm going to keep this the least vulgar as possible, which, like, I don't think it'll be that bad, but if
you're going
talking
good
about,
so far.
Talking about drug, talking about urine makes you uncomfortable, skip this segment. Anyway, I don't like urine drug tests. Like, hair drug tests are so much better. Like, they cut off a little of your hair, send it into the lab, boom, easy. No problem. And so to get the full, like, experience of what I went through today for my drug test, which, like, it wasn't that bad, but I'm gonna have to bring you back to 2 drug tests ago where when I was working for CVS, I was gonna be, like, a lab technician, so I needed to have a drug test. And so, like, I got the email that I needed to have it happen, and I, like, that day I was doing nothing. So I just, like, went in, which was really dumb because I don't drink water ever because I just don't like water that much. And so I got in there, and I probably had a thimbleful of water in my entire body. And so I sat in the waiting room for literally, like, 2.5 hours drinking, like, nonstop water. I probably drank, like, a gallon of water, no joke. And, like, finally, like, the urge hit, took the test, it was fine. So, like, next time this was for, like, last summer, I needed a drug test, I learned from that. So I planned ahead. I the night before, I drank a bunch of water, and then that morning I really had to go to the bathroom, but, like, I made it to the I made it to the place, worked out, it was fine. But, and then also, just a side note, at this place, I get there, and they take you to the room, and they're like, all right, empty your pockets, and it's like, oh yeah, I could be hiding some pee in my pockets, sure, why not? Take your jacket off, oh yeah, I could be hiding some pee in my jacket, why not? Take your shoes off, I guess I might have pee in my shoes, like, I'll take those off. And then, this was the killer, it was lower your face mask and open your mouth, and it's like, all right, listen, lady, if I'm keeping pee in my mouth to pass this drug test, I need this job. Like, don't take this from me. Like, I obviously am in need of a form of income if I'm holding pee in my mouth. So, like, but anyway, took that drug test. It was fine. Today, the issue was I needed to, our printer was out of ink, and I needed to, like, print the whatever that they needed. Because last time I went to this like place, it was for something else, but like I didn't have a paper copy, I just had it on my phone, and they made me like leave and go get a paper copy and come back. So went to the library today to print something out, but the thing is I once again drank like a gallon of water the night before, and so like several times throughout the night I woke up and I was like, man, I really need to go to the bathroom, but I cannot. And so I went to the bathroom, or no, I went to the, like, the library today, and, like, I basically reverted to, like, a child. Like, I'm doing, like, a pee dance to, like, try and, like, just keep myself from exploding. And, like, each process of, like, sitting down and standing up is, like, not good. And, of course, like, I sit down, and it's like, oh, library card won't let me log in. Get up, talk to the librarian. Oh, we do this wrong. Go back, sit down, get up, print the thing, and then I'm out. And then, like, get in my car and go to the place. And then, I had to sit in the waiting room. But then I made it and I didn't explode. And that's my experience with drug tests.
So why did you...
I don't like them.
Why did you start the night before? I think you did this to yourself. Wait, well,
okay. I have multiple comments on this. One, you not drinking water just a normal amount makes a lot of sense. Or you not changing your oil makes a lot more sense in the context that you also drink water. Don't drink water.
You're so right.
I just don't take care of fluids in any part of my life.
Yes. And then also, if you just, like, even if you started the day before or whatever, if you just, like, drink a normal amount of water for the day before, the day of, you could just pee when you needed to and still have enough pee to use the drug test.
Correct. And they're not... No. Also, another That's comment. Not how it works. I'm sure this might be a comment that Daniel's going to have too. But they're not expecting you to hold pee in your mouth. It's just if you're holding water in it to dilute the pee that you're doing for the drug test.
I'm pretty sure she said it was a pee check. So.
Let me check your mouth for pee real fast.
Intriguing.
Yeah. I think someone's mentioned that before, but the story's much funnier if I say they were checking for pee in my mouth.
I don't know. So, like, I see your point about the hair... like test, but also like one, hair tests are a lot easier to cheat on, but two, like if I wanted to cheat on a drug test, I would just like sneak in like a sealable container of pee and just like put it in my underwear or something.
No. Oh, they also did a strip search and a cavity search. I must have skipped over that part of the story.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, that's surprisingly, that didn't bother me. It was the shoes and the pockets emptying. I thought that was kind of ridiculous.
Yeah,
they did like a Harry Houdini thing where they like strip you down and like chain you to a pole, and so like you had to be sneaking a key in like your esophagus or something.
you throw up a container of pee to cheat on the test. Like, yeah, sorry, I threw up.
I was like debating as I was driving home. I was like, man, this story, like, I don't know if I want to tell it on the podcast just because of like it's already not that great, but then like whatever comedy arises from this.
Pee comedy, classic. It's underexplored.
I think I said this story when it happened a while back, but the last drug test I had to take for my current job, I just drank a little extra water in the morning, so like on the like, and then like when I went in the mid-afternoon I was ready to go. I was okay, like I did do a little holding it in, but it started getting really bad. I was like, okay, it's too close to time, so I can't pee right now. And I get to the place that they told me to plug into the GPS and it was closed and I still had to go so bad. So I was like, oh, there's a sign on the door. I was like, oh, if you still have to do a drug test today, go to this location, which was 25 minutes away. So I'm like the entire car ride just like pretty much like uncomfortably sitting or like unable to sit still because I had to pee so bad.
I imagined the completion to that story was, it's like, if you still have to do a drug test, like, go to the side of the building, there's a receptacle. Like, just type in your name and do your business. And then yeah, there was another part to the, I forgot about this part. I had to debate whether or not I would put it in, but like, final extra vulgar warning. So like, during the test today, like, I went in and I'm like, I had to go because I had a gallon of water. And like, she's like, shut the door. And then they give you the little cup, right? And so then, like, you unbuckle your pants, and it's like you're holding an appendage of, or part of your body with one hand. You're holding the cup with the other hand, and then like, you have nothing to hold your pants up, or like to you have to do like the kid thing of like lowering your pants way more than you should. But like, I'm like half squatting to like hold the pants. And then like, I'm going, and like, I had to go for a decent amount of time. And then she's like knocking on the door, and she's like, I'm about to walk in whether you're ready or not. It's like, all right, lady, I'm going to be like holding a cup of my pee and something else with another hand. And I'm not ready, but like, if you want to come in, whatever.
Intriguing.
But yeah,
drug test. You could have just like, pull your pants to the ground. You're the only one in. It's a single person bathroom.
Well, but that's part of the problem. She was coming in whether I was ready or not.
And that's her choice.
Yeah. So yeah. I don't want to be put on some list because can't do a drug test fast enough.
Yeah, anyway. I'm sure that qualifies you for.
By the way, for employment for We Bombastic Few, we are going to start requiring drug tests. So.
And if it tests positive, that doesn't necessarily mean you won't get the position, but we did, you know, just for demographic
just so
sake.
We know, you know.
just like, for demographic sake.
Yeah, we're trying to meet you need to hire so many drug and non-drug users, you know, so
yeah, gotta hit the quota.
Mm-hmm. All I'm saying is, next time I'm elected or a part of the Wintanagamot, a part for drug tests, I'll say hair tests are okay.
Yeah. Well, wait, hold on. This kind of got glazed over in the you don't drink much water, but you don't like the taste of water.
Is that what you said? Well, like, I think I did. It's not that I. It's the most neutral taste, right? So it's like, why would I want it?
But it's so refreshing.
Yeah, which is like why you have it. But I would rather have juice. Like, I drink a lot of juice or milk.
I don't know. Like, okay, I could see juice like hitting like a glass of water would if it's nice and cold. But I don't know. I don't think milk refreshes me in the same way water does.
But like,
I drink milk if I like want chocolate milk or want, you know,
but if I've had like if you've had any form of like carb, milk is really good, I think.
I'm not sure, you know, it doesn't matter. You don't drink water. Water is important. Speaking of preventative maintenance on your body, so I've been working an office job for
gross.
You know, what is it, like 9 months or something? I don't know. Anyways, but
I literally cannot believe that you've woken up on time for 9 months.
No comment.
That has not been happening, friends. You know this.
No comment. I'm playing to all employers out there. I'm kidding. Anyways, you know, like, I've been using computers, playing video games, like, my whole life. And, you know, I do other stuff, but, like, I use my hands a lot, like, no problems. I work an office job for less than a year, and I have developed some kind of carpal tunnel or arthritis or tendonitis or something in my hands. And it's not, like, to a point of irreversibility, but it's something where it's definitely, like, you know, I spend a little bit of time at the computer, I'm like, okay, I can feel things happening in my hand that shouldn't be happening. And so I did some research. I'm like, okay, what can I do? Do I need to, like, see someone about this? Do I need to, you know, whatever, find something that's, like, anti-inflammatory? Is there, like, physical therapy that I can do? And it turns out, like, just, like, doing regular stretches will help. And so I found this hand yoga video. and I do it every day.
Walk us through like a very simple exercise.
So it's like a 10-minute video, and it starts off, and you like stretch your arms straight out in front of you, palms down, and okay. You know, make sure you keep your shoulders back, so kind of like lift your chest, pinch your shoulder blades together, make sure they're like that the whole time. You like stretch your fingers out as much as you can. You do that for a while. You keep stretching. Then you flip your palms up and do the same thing. Then, you know, air them out. The one that usually gets me the best, it's the next thing. So you like put your palms back out face down. Then you tilt your palms up so that your palms are facing away from you. And you know, you make sure your shoulders are still back. And then you try and push your palm, like the base of your palm forward while still stretching your fingers apart. And, you know, you do that for a while, and then it's like, okay, now turn your hands upside down, keep your shoulders back, and then do the same thing, and then that, like, really gets the burn feeling in the forearm.
I'm feeling it.
Yeah. No, it's really good. Fun. So, as someone who is already at point of hand pain, I would recommend working this at least somewhat into your routine before... before the arthritis happens or whatever's happening.
For when I worked at my job over the summer, it was an office job, and they had a thing on like office yoga, basically. It was like stretches you can do in your chair, and like initially I was like, that's kind of dumb, but then after like a month I was like, I need that file, where was that PDF of stretches? Because like my shoulder, like the big thing for me was like my shoulders and my lower back, because like I have terrible posture when like sitting in a chair. It doesn't help that like it would be really bad because I would be at work for 8 hours or whatever, and then I would go play golf, but then I would go home and then I would get in my chair and go like to my desk at home, and then like be on my computer at home until like I went to bed, and I'd wake up, go to the office, be in a chair. So basically a large portion was spent in the chair, but like my most comfortable position in the chair is like with my back, like the middle of my back touching like the 90 degree point of the chair, if that makes sense. So like basically your head is like halfway between the top of the chair and the bottom of the chair, like you're very slouched in the chair, and that's just like my default position in my chair at home.
And that's not good for your back.
Confirmed.
Huh?
Of course, my memory foam, my futon, which with I'm doing air quotes right now, memory foam, of course, also does not help my back. But that's fine.
I don't know. I've always slept better on couches than in beds, except for like a couple especially comfortable beds that I've slept in before. But I had this recliner that I got my senior year of college. I think I may have talked about it on the podcast, how I got that. Maybe not. Doesn't matter. Pretty comfortable. But, you know, obviously sleeping on recliners, like, it's really easy to sleep in an awkward position that makes you wake up in some kind of pain. But I found a way I could situate my pillows that supported all parts of my body. And so, I don't know. I feel like you can sit in any position where you're doing stuff, you know, as long as you, I mean, obviously support, you have to move around right at some things. Point, but like if you just keep every part of your body supported, you're good.
I need a lot of pillows then.
You need one of those, like, you know, like those crash pads, or like the gymnastic mats kind of, but it's like a triangle.
It's just like an angled platform, like an angled cushion type deal.
Oh, it's like a foam block?
Yeah, so, kind of. I don't know how to describe the material I'm thinking of, but yeah, basically like a foam block, and it's like triangular shaped. You got one of those, and then you can slouch on it.
Interesting. Yeah, I was just picturing like a lumbar support pillow.
Yeah.
And just like, or I just buy like 100 like travel pillows and then just wrap them around my entire body. Get ones of like various sizes, they go all along the arm, all along the torso.
Dude, you know what might work is if you got a beanbag chair that was designed for like children, and that way it could like fit easier into your office chair, And then that should just like mold itself to whatever shape you're laying down in.
Or I should just get like 50 children sized beanbags and bring them into the office and no one will look at me strange.
You
or
should
and
work
like
from a
I won't
ball
be
pit.
Known as Can you imagine bringing a ball pit in and telling your boss, it's like, I'm sorry, it's just, I swear
ergonomics.
I work better. Yeah. they just did a study on the ergonomics of ball pits and they're actually very good. I will need maintenance to start cleaning this out, though, at day's end each night. So
you just have a sandbox in there?
That'd be pretty sick.
That would be cool, but, you know, it's coarse, it's rough, it gets everywhere.
We accidentally all brought similar topics. I forget the term that Daniel put with it, but...
Preventative maintenance.
Preventative maintenance, great. So I went to the dentist this Ooh. Week and to, it was a cavity appointment, so
Lindsay, what are you doing? You're a bad representative. The people look up to you. Do you know how many children listen to this podcast and look up to you as their mentor?
And I'm still
probably none, but if they start
at least, wait
then
actually no you're probably right. According to like the little bit of demographics data we get, I think there's like one listener below the age of 18 or something, or a very small percentage of people who have ever listened to our podcast are under 18.
Well, so I went in and like the doctor, it looks at me for a few minutes before they're ready to get started and starting on me up, and they
not at your teeth, just at you. Just staring at you.
And
from
he goes
the chair.
Multiple times he asks me, so you
are you the host of We Want Master Few? Sorry, I'll stop interrupting.
Multiple times he was like, are you currently brushing your teeth two times a day? I was like, yep. He's like, and like a minute goes by and he says it again, and he does this like three times, and I was like, obviously that starts making me wonder what is going on that's making him think that I'm not doing it. Is it like my excessive soda drinking, like what's going on? And he's like, your front teeth look like you're not even hitting them pretty much, along the gums. And which is, it's understandable because like I recently just got a electric toothbrush not too long ago. And since like I've been extra cautious around the gums because like how like more aggressive it is, like I did not want to hurt my gums. So I was a little more cautious with it. And I guess I got into a bad habit of just not going over them thoroughly. So like pretty much he was like, don't worry about the aggressiveness of the toothbrush, just go. And he gets out a toothbrush and does like a child's like teeth cleaning lesson, just like puts a toothbrush in my mouth and tells me like how to do it. I'm like, he's got good intentions, so I'm not gonna like be offended by this or anything like that, but it's like I know how to do it. And I've given you the reasoning as why I was being extra cautious around there. Mm-hmm. But I just stuck with it. And I just thought that was funny that I got I relived like 20 plus years ago.
I thought you were going to say like he pulled out the prop, you know, that they have. Oh, no. And they have like an oversized comically large toothbrush that they like show you. And it's like, this is how you brush your teeth.
See, I was just picturing, or this made me think of, because, you know, I remember when I was younger and I would see these memes about like, oh, you go to the dentist and they like stab you in the gums repeatedly with a saw and say, you should floss more, that's why you're bleeding. I'm like, haha, that's funny, so true, they do say that. But, you know, obviously, like, I didn't like really floss regularly when I was younger and that was happening. And I just thought it was a thing. Like, yeah, dentists just, like, don't believe you when you say you floss. This is such a popular meme. You know, I know there are people who floss, so probably this is just a strange thing dentists do. And then I got older and eventually started flossing regularly, and I stopped hearing that from dentists. And I was like, oh, so it's not a dentist thing. It's that they're actually just pointing this out to people who don't floss.
Yeah.
So it's just realizing how many people don't.
It's like, you know, like a lot care of people bleed a lot more when you aren't flossing, so that's probably why you got that. This is a science podcast now.
Well, we'll change it up each week. Next week's geography.
Geography is everything.
Exactly. Pop quiz, where's Africa?
According to my globe, it's right here.
Feel like I could get there.
All right, you pass.
In several different directions eventually, except for straight north and straight south.
Wrong. You can go through the center of the earth. That's the only way.
Ah, yes.
Have
you guys, I'm sure you've heard of it, but are you guys familiar with Wordle?
Yes.
Indeed.
So, like, Wordle blew up. If any listeners don't know.
Explain it briefly for listeners.
It's a game, and you have, like, six guesses, and there's a five-letter word you're trying to get. So you'll put in a five-letter word, and it'll give you a color for each of your letters. Gray, if the letter's not in the word. Yellow, if the letter's in the word but in the wrong spot. And green, if the letter's in the word and in the right spot. And so you can kind of, like, narrow down your options, and hopefully within six guesses you get the five-letter word. It's a pretty fun game. Yeah. And then once you kind of get used to how it works and you get a little strategy, and then it's, like, less difficult as time goes on. But whatever, it's still a good time. People still play it, I think. But a lot of spin-offs came out of it when it kind of hit the mainstream, and one of them was Worldle. And it gives you the outline of a random country or territory in the world. And
territory?
It could be a country or a territory.
You're kidding.
No. And so you just have, like, the shape of the place to go off of. And so you put something in. Let's just say I put in, you know, the United States of America. And it'll tell you how many kilometers and in what direction it is from the United States. And it'll be like, oh, it's 11,000 kilometers to the east. So maybe I'll guess Egypt and see what direction it is from there. It's like, oh, it's northwest from there. And
that's fun.
It's made, it updates once a day, and it's made me realize, like, just how few things I know about world geography. Like, there's the things I know, and then there's everything in between, which is just like, oh yeah, I just thought that was land that existed.
I feel like throwing in territory is like Canada, which is very close to the United States. Like, I can name two territories from Canada.
Well, no, it's not like Nova Scotia or something like that for territories. It's more like I don't know, the U.S. Virgin Islands.
Oh,
so not technically its own country, but like kind
of. Okay, gotcha. I thought it, so, like, and I thought, like, states being the territory, I thought it might be like Missouri or like California or something would be like the one of the things.
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if something like that existed or will exist, but the one I play is, you know, just like essentially countries.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
But yeah, no, you said geography and it made me think of that.
Well, that
I understand why.
That brings us perfectly back on topic for our bombastic quote, which is, my bladder does indeed create matter.
Wow. Who said that?
Shout out to my father.
Wow. Wise.
Yes, the wisest man ever. And then...
Bold, but believable.
Everyone knows what comes after the bombastic quote, and that is the hypothetical. And...
Yay.
So... Brent decided one day that he does like water, and he decided that he was going to drink no more juice. And with this phenomenon, the
unrealistic
Capri Sun company went under, and all the Capri Sun drinkers wanted to riot because they didn't have their beloved juice. So they formed a group. And with this group, they decided that they were going to attempt to recreate the Capri Sun formula, because how can you live without your Capri Suns? And when they did this,
you can't.
They got only half of the formula correct, and the other half was explosive in the sense of it changed the entire world as we know it. And this caused half of everyone's body to become stronger while the other half became weaker in return. And you cannot pick which parts of your body become stronger and which parts become weaker, or like some people might be exactly like down the middle and some people might be exactly like down the middle, like horizontally instead of vertically. So how would this change the world?
Two things. One, I'd like to know how many of our hypotheticals have started by like a formula gone awry, or like some synthesis of a chemical that catastrophic side effects. Number two, so that was one thing I was going to ask in turn, like, so I'm imagining like all sorts of angles, right? As long as it's like technically half. So like you do like you got a person standing there, you do like a diagonal slash through them. So like it starts at like their forearm and then it like goes through their midsection at an angle and then like through half their like other hand or something. And so it's like cut them at half at a diagonal. And so that like maybe like their literal like fingertips are stronger, but then like the base of their hand is weaker would be one thing. But then I was thinking, like, what if it was just like, what if you're the outside mass of you? So like, imagine that you were to, so like cut a person in half, but like volume size basically. Yeah. And so you were to take like basically starting at like, let's say your heart and like moving like inwards and such that like the inwards of your body, like that volume is equal to the volume of the outside of your body, and like that is the cut.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be like, so like a perfect, all your skin like half and half and cut in a specific dimension. It just like it could be staggered, every other finger is stronger while every other finger is weaker. Like it could be like randomized too.
Oh, it like it doesn't even have to be like a linear correct line of a cut.
I think anyone who had a vital organ made weaker is like screwed.
Yeah, well, especially because it depends on how we're defining weaker and stronger.
Yeah, because if you just right? leave it like as muscular, then like obviously the heart is on the chopping block potentially, whereas like your lungs or something.
The good news is most of your organs, you got two of them for a reason, and so you'd hope that like one of them got cut, like caught in the weaker, the other one got caught in the stronger.
Mm-hmm.
And just like pray for the best. But unfortunately,
what do you mean? Let's leave out most organs have two of them. I mean, so we have lungs and kidneys.
Well, eyes and then ears. Oh, okay. And then like reproductive organs.
You have two of those. Oh, never mind.
Never mind. Daniel, how many of them do you have?
I was thinking like the entire system, not the.
We can leave out vital organs so that we don't call it. It's not the entire or human population dies.
Yeah. Well, or we could just say it does, like if it's an organ, it doesn't weaken it and to a point in which you can no longer survive.
That's fair.
You're just
that's
weaker.
Fair. Okay.
So sure. Like if you have, now we don't a have weaker to talk about heart, mass death, then you yeah. you can still
well,
walk,
but like,
you can't go on a jog every day if you're
yeah.
Yeah.
So that's a like a lot of professional like so I think the world of professional sports, we're getting right in it, like half the people are now no longer able to compete because like maybe their legs were made weaker, their heart was made weaker, their arms were made weaker, while the other half like are now much better at sports.
Yeah.
Because like assuming they got the right things they needed in order to be able to play the sport better.
Because like, I mean, I feel like a lot of sports you use a majority of your body though, right? Like even if you're just running,
yeah.
you're like, you're still moving your arms around. Yes, you don't have to do any like intense strength, anything. You don't have to lift anything, but your heart's still working, your core's still working, your lungs.
You'd have to
working.
Be very like particular with what got weaker. I think there is like someone who could have gotten, but I think
generally
there's at least a couple people that would have gotten better.
I think generally the average PR is gonna, or personal records are gonna be a lot lower than the average personal record is now.
I. agree for most things. Like, I think any sport with high contact levels, or, you know, like high physicality, like football, wrestling, martial arts, you know, whatever, like,
yeah,
those like won't really exist anymore, because, or they at least at a much smaller capacity, because without muscles you are much more prone to injury.
What was I gonna say?
We're not gonna be without muscles by any means.
Well, no, but if, you know, let's say you're wrestling and, you know, someone does a good throw on you or something, and you land weird, and you don't have the neck muscles to protect yourself, and then now you just, like, are screwed.
What if, how poor, like, I think this might be one of the poorest ways to do it, or have it, have fate, strengthen and weaken you, but imagine someone who was the half and half was split perfectly vertical, but from the side profile. I feel like that'd be just
so, like, the front half of their body is
it's one
interesting. which way were their hands oriented? Were they, did they have like their thumbs facing forward?
Yeah,
or did
I'd say
like
palms facing their body, like their thigh.
Okay. Cool. So they have like basically strong finger guns, but then like they're like in pointer finger, or
so,
their pinky,
so they
and
can
thumb.
They can snap really loud, but they
become
fans.
Yeah,
did
say.
You guys know? Like, actually, I'm like almost certain I've talked about this, but like really early on in the podcast. But like most of your grip comes from your pinky.
Really?
Yeah.
The like strength or just ability to hold something?
I think both.
Because like holding something definitely makes sense, but
well, like think of it, like just like make a fist right now and push your fingers into your hand as hard as you can, and like your pinky is putting out much more force than.
I wonder. So like it's shorter, right? And so like I haven't taken any physics that is not like at the electron level, but like doesn't that mean mechanical engineer that like it can be stronger because it's got like a lower moment arm or something? I don't know. Same terms.
Yeah, I mean, I guess if you're, you know, trying to fling stuff off your pinky,
which I do often.
Of course, obviously, if you're playing paper football and the index finger just isn't doing it for the field goals, you gotta switch to the pinky. No, I always imagined it like, let's say you swing hammers a lot. When you're preventing the moment of the hammer, your pinky's gonna be putting in, you know, the bulk of the work because it's farthest down the lever, aka handle of the hammer. So, like, anytime you're like holding something and moving it around, I feel like your pinky is like preventing motion the most out of all your fingers.
Yeah. Sure. Makes sense.
Or maybe I'm just like, you know, confirmation biasing. But anyways, pinky strong. I don't know how that came up. Oh, side profile. So yeah, you can't grip stuff.
And
if you split from the side profile.
But not if you get the stronger, like, if the back half is stronger, then in theory you could grip some things. It's just you still won't have the thumb to like grab it as well as we can today.
Yeah. So
also, yeah, you say like the pinkies, I don't remember if you added the claws, but I feel like the thumb is the most important for gripping things. I don't know if
I guess
said
for gripping things with high control, the thumb is most important. But you could grip stuff just with four fingers.
I just think
if you could wrap it around.
I think control comes
a
lot from
wrapping around is a big qualifier.
Like you could hold a broom without thumbs.
Sure. But you would have not a fun time using it.
I guess not. You know what? Maybe I should try that later. I'll just pull the broom out and I'll just hold my thumbs as far back as I can and I'll try going without it. I feel like your arms do the most of the work there. As long as you keep the grip, like your arms just kind of can keep a good motion. Maybe I'm just imagining it, though. We'll see. I'll get back to you guys.
Yeah. The homework this week is everyone pick up a broom and try and use it without your thumbs.
Next week, this is a home ec podcast.
I'm trying to think of other, like, professions or anything that would...
I mean, we talked about it earlier in the podcast, but, like, posture is going to be, like, a lot more difficult, I'd imagine, because to any extent, you're not going to be symmetrical anymore.
Mm-hmm. Well, unless you just got lucky.
Yeah. But, like, still, like, I guess if your back and neck did get it, like, the back half, then yes, maybe, or just your spine and neck, if you get it, yeah, the potential of a lot better posture. But I think, yeah, majority, like, there'll be chronic back pains and neck pains for the majority of people.
I was just gonna say, like, your spinal column is, like, very long, and so the odds of, like, all of it escaping the being weakened is very slim.
But then it'd be also very unfortunate if all of your luck went to your spine and not anywhere else. Like, you'd just be sitting there for the most part. Like, you wouldn't be able to, like, get up and move around as easily anymore.
Yeah. The more I think about it, I feel like just everyone's just kind of screwed in their own way.
Like, it does limit kind of what you can do. I don't know. I feel like side profile, like, split vertically, like, limits you the least.
You think
potentially.
So?
Potentially. Well, yeah. Cause, I mean, let's say you get all your back muscles. Well,
so,
that's
is the butt half or the front half?
Butt half. Like, either way. So, like, let's say butt half is strong. I mean, you're still able to, like, walk. You know, you're still able to, you know, you got like, you have your triceps. You have, you know, part of your whatever, like, other
think,
stuff.
Think about, like, well, have, it's, like, the hamstrings, glutes, right? That's the front of the leg. Like,
oh, yeah. You wouldn't have hamstrings. You know, like, you have
you wouldn't be able to use
your
legs.
Like, your back leg muscle.
As much.
You have your calves.
Well, you have your calves, but that, like, you're not going to be able to, like, contract the... If you're not able to, like, you're not going to be able to do the whole leg being lifted up thing, because that's the... Or I believe it's hamstrings, whatever's the... frontmost of your leg, your thigh.
I mean, so we decided you can, it's just harder.
Well, yes, but like in comparison, it's not going to be nearly as easy. It's like, I don't know, I wouldn't say you're extremely fortunate if you get cut that way.
The more I think about, so, like, the point of muscles is that, like, they only contract, right? And so, like, you have, like, one muscle on one half of your body to, like, close it, and the one muscle on the other half to open it. And so, honestly, like, I feel like a symmetric cut is actually really bad. Just because, like, that you are now, like, that like, dichotomy of having two that work against each other, you have made one stronger and one weaker, which, like...
You know, I feel like we missed an important point on grip here, and that's that if you lost, like, thumb ability, it's going to be much more annoying or harder for you to use a remote. And so a lot of people, you know, they're going to have to spend some time redesigning remotes or coming up with another solution. And, you know, I would say DVDs, but, like, those are, like, you know, if you don't have high control of your hands, those are kind of annoying to do with.
You got to put your thumb in the middle of them,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, what, like, especially if half of your hand is ridiculously strong, like, you could crush that thing. You need something more durable, something old school. And so VHSs are going to come back.
Uses magnetic tape, maybe?
Where are people going to buy VHSs? Of course.
They're not going to buy them. They're going to rent them.
Blockbuster's coming. Oh, yeah, exactly. No, we've moved beyond the age of buying things. We don't do that anymore.
Yeah, it's just too much of a pain to, like, get to your wallet for cash.
Yeah, so you need a subscription service, but the internet also went down because the guy who ran it... It, like, his thumbs weren't that great, so.
People only use Apple or Google Pay anymore. That's the future of half muscles.
How much do you think, all right, what if we made an end goal of this podcast to be, like, to become big enough to buy the rights to Blockbuster?
No,
like, do you think the podcast could make enough money?
I think you could.
Well, no, but we want to own it. We want
the whole company?
The whole company,
dude. Honestly,
we
want to
do a buyout, an integration.
I feel like there's a huge untapped market of Blockbuster merch, and they could probably just like be fairly profitable if they just made Blockbuster merch, because it'd be funny.
I will say, like, I think you're running out of time, because like anyone, honestly, more or less younger than us, because like even I barely used Blockbuster. Like we used it, like it was around, but like not like you take a generation before us, and it's like they didn't use it whatsoever. So
I went to Blockbuster won't have nostalgia. Decently often. I feel like it was like in a given 2 week period, I would be there at least once.
I would say like once a month probably for myself.
I mean, it just depends on how much you rented movies. But like the point being is that like moving at an like younger than us, then like not many people used it. Anyway, Blockbuster's coming back. Radio Shack 2. I don't even know, like, does Radio Shack still exist? I assume not.
I mean, I said they were coming back because I was thinking they didn't exist, but I might just be totally wrong about that.
I don't know. What would they used to be around. I don't even know. Like, you would be able to see them pretty frequently, but I haven't seen one in a long time.
I assume they sold, like, Walkmans. No, I've definitely been in a Radio Shack. I just don't even remember, like, what their deal was. I remember the joke in. I totally called it in the movie Captain Marvel when she was like, she went to like a police officer and she was like, I need something to communicate with people. And then they like showed up at a Radio Shack. I totally called it was going to be a Radio Shack before it happened.
Huh.
Because I'm smart like that.
Wow. Impressive. I've never been more impressed by anyone in my life.
Seven head.
Thank you.
You can just retire right now. You're like, this is your proudest moment. You're not going to ascend beyond this moment right now.
When you use your brain to like such an extent, does it like is it physically taxing on you to use that much of your brain?
Like, no, but it does use up a lot of like the world's entropy. You know, like because it's just so much energy goes into my calculations. Of my uber mega mind. Also a good movie,
but yeah. Fantastic. I mean, because for me, if I'm really focusing or using my brain, like I sweat a lot, and then you know if I'm gonna go be social afterwards, I need to like use my deodorant. But you know afterwards, you know sometimes deodorant and sweat, they don't have a great mixed smell, and you know so I just want to get it off. But what if I still want to keep my BO? You know, I can't shower. And that's why the sponsor of today's episode, I'm so glad they reached out to us. I've been using their products for years. Reodorant. For all your deodorant removing needs without removing any of your natural stank. And it's changed things. No longer do I have to shower to remove my deodorant and then get sweaty again to smell. How have you guys been liking your samples?
I think the greatest thing, so you've all experienced where you put on way too much cologne or like way too much deodorant, and that like there's nothing that can be done at a point because it like it's seeped into your clothes, and like you need something to remove that overpowering scent, and so you can just apply a little bit of reodorant and then boom, you're back at normal. It's just really helpful in a lot of different situations.
I shop for colognes wanting to catch people's attention, and I never got the intensity of that I wanted, but with reodorant, I truly am turning heads.
Thank you for the sponsorship today, reodorant. And now for our final segment, segment C, and as we all know,
that.
C is for trivia time. Now, what we have here is a trivia website, and I'm going to pick a trivia quiz, and I guess we can decide this right now. Do we want to collaborate and try and find the right answers to this trivia? Because I don't know how difficult this is going to be. Or do we want to compete?
I think the issue with competing is it would either have to be like who said it first. But I think we should collaborate just because I think it'll be hard to come up with a entertaining way to compete.
Okay.
Live.
So we've got seven categories. We've got general knowledge, dictionary, entertainment, history, food and drink, geography, and science and nature. Now, dictionary would obviously be too easy for us because we have a new vocab word every week.
Exactly. I will say I already did dictionary when I was doing the segment, or like figuring out if this would work. So, also, it's from the website called lovattspuzzles.com.
Lovattspuzzles.com for the
sure
for the average.
Let's just do general knowledge.
General knowledge,
and then
cover
if we
everything.
Still have time. We'll do another.
All right. Oh, it's got sound effects. All right. In which country is the city of Calgary? Croatia, Israel, Canada, or France?
What was the name of the city?
Calgary. Calgary. I'm kind of thinking France, but I could also.
I was just going to say, I don't know, but I'm going to say no to France.
I'm going
to
say Croatia.
I like Croatia just because it starts with a C.
Nope, not Croatia. So Israel, Canada, or France?
Honestly, Canada. Let's go C's.
Lindsay?
I think I'm going to have to rely on old France.
Now France is my first choice, so I think I'm going to start with France.
Well, yeah, we can go France.
Okay, well, that was wrong. All right, so Canada.
Canada. Canada.
It was Canada.
Ha! I knew it.
From which nation does Kiko Man soy sauce originate?
Oh, my goodness. We're going to get none of these.
Are you kidding me?
Is Japan an option?
Japan is an option. So that was like, I read the question, I was like, well, that's got to be Japan, right?
What was
but
the
But that does term. Feel too obvious.
What was the term?
Kiko Man, KIKKOMAN. The standard brand of soy sauce.
That does seem very Japanese.
Yeah. The other options are Afghanistan, Denmark, and Belgium, but I feel pretty good about Japan, and that's right.
Okay. That felt way too much like a trick.
I just heard Pickleman's, and I was like, that is a...
You've never had Pickleman's?
That is a place in the United States. Okay.
But alas, U.S. was not an option. All right. Which of these films does not star Ewan McGregor?
Ooh.
Now, I normally would say we can't rely on Brent for this because he doesn't know characters, but if he doesn't know who Ewan McGregor is, I'd be very disappointed in him.
No, I know. Obi-Wan.
All right. Children of Men.
He's not in that one.
Moulin Rouge.
I don't know.
Black Hawk Down and Train Spotting.
No idea.
Okay, Train Spotting is the if it's the movie I'm thinking of, it's literally the worst movie ever. It's an English movie, or like Britain. I think he is in that one just because I was like, holy crap, that's that guy in this movie. That is terrible. I want to say I'm nearly certain he's not in Children of Men.
All right, the only one of these I've seen is Black Hawk Down, and I haven't seen it since I was like 13. So. Lindsay, are you good to send it on Children of Men?
Yeah, I have to rely on Brent on this one.
That is correct. All right. Which root or word prefix means thousandth? I'm going to defer to Lindsay since he is the math guy.
Mill.
I'm going to have to go with mill.
Yeah. Micro, milli, mini, or mega. Milli is correct.
Let's go. We're so smart.
Complete
the collective
the
IQ
saying.
Of this podcast is way too high.
All right, so complete the saying. The more, the what? A, Mary. Less for us. B, weaker. C, meaner. Or D, merrier.
Merrier.
Are you sure?
No.
I don't know why. Like in my head, it was the I think I don't remember what rapper said it, but like more money, more problems. Like,
I believe that is.
That's the option.
Notorious B.I.G.
Sure.
That is a song of his. Anyways, I didn't recognize the saying until Lindsay said it, because I hadn't read the answers yet. I was thinking, the more, the less.
yes. That's my favorite saying. It's really deep when you really just get into it.
That could be a bombastic quote. Well, write that down. What city was formerly known as Christiania? Stockholm, Istanbul, Helsinki, or Oslo?
I want to say Istanbul.
I was guessing that one as well.
That makes sense to
well,
me.
Well, but Constant? No. Mm. I don't know. Istanbul.
Yeah, I guess it would otherwise be. Yeah, no, it's not Istanbul.
Dang it. What were our other options?
Stockholm, Helsinki, or Oslo? I'm inclined to say Oslo, and I don't have anything to back that up.
And it is like Christiania or something?
Yeah, well, these are all like in the Nordic region, right? Helsinki, yeah, yeah. Stockholm, and Oslo, which I don't typically associate with like Christianity.
Toss up Stockholm is my guess for no reason.
Lindsay?
Stockholm, I'll say Helsinki for no reason. Just about.
All right, so we're all different. So you always guess C, and that was wrong. Dang it, Lindsay.
C let Stockholm. Us down.
Stockholm.
Stockholm? Oh, looks like I was right.
Dang it.
Should have listened to me. I knew it all along. I never would have guessed Istanbul. Made no sense to me whatsoever. Don't go back and listen. In which decade did Joseph Stalin die? The 1910s, the 1930s, the 1970s, or the 1950s?
Oh gosh, we should definitely know this, and I don't
look like in my head, like it should be the 50s, but I could also see the 70s.
Yeah, I feel like it's got to be the more recent of the four, and the more recent half of the four. And I'm kind of leaning towards 50s as well, but I could also very much see 70s. So 70s second guess, 50s first guess.
I'm so unconfident. Like, I don't want to say anything for the sake of being dumb.
Oh my gosh. Joseph Stalin was the leader during World War II, so it has to be at least the 50s. Because the only earlier option is the 30s.
And what's the question? When he died or when he was...
When he died.
When he died. Yeah. Well, so...
But
so
50s I can't think of any...
50s
like,
would also line up with, like, revolution like... stuff. So, maybe 50?
Yeah, we'll try 50s. Yeah, that was right. But I couldn't think of any leader between Joseph Stalin and Mikhail Gorbachev. So... Mowgli was raised by what in the Jungle Book?
Wolves.
Chimps, tigers, wolves, or bears?
That's a tough one. I don't know.
All right. The kookaburra is a member of which bird family? Parrot, owl, woodpecker, or kingfisher?
Definitely sounds like a parrot and not whatever the heck option D was.
Kingfisher.
I'm gonna say kingfisher just to hopefully say that Brent's wrong.
My vote is woodpecker, but we'll start with Brent. This is why you stick with guess C, which is woodpecker, which was my guess, and that was wrong. Okay, so is
especially
it an owl or a kingfisher?
it's not parrot.
No, it's not parrot. It's not woodpecker. Dang. Are you still rolling with kingfisher?
I'll go with owl.
Yep, kingfisher all the way.
It was kingfisher.
Let's go.
What even is that?
Brent's
it's
wrong.
A type of bird.
Kingfisher.
Which of the following languages has the most speakers?
Chinese.
Catalan, that's a good-looking Finnish, bird. Mongolian, or Danish?
What was the first one?
Catalan. C-A-T-A-L-A-N.
Sorry, what was the question?
Catalan? I don't know. Which of the following languages has the most speakers? Catalan, Finnish, Mongolian, or Danish?
Mongolia is bigger.
I don't think Mongolia has huge population, though.
Yeah.
What would be?
I've never heard of Catalan, so I'd be surprised if that was the answer, but maybe. But yeah, I'm thinking Finnish or Danish. Probably Finnish though.
I'd say Finnish, second option Danish.
Finland's bigger than Daneland, so
Daneland. The Netherlands.
No, I'm going Danish.
All right. Well, it wasn't Finnish. It wasn't Danish.
Mongolian
was wrong. It's Catalan.
Maybe there's a big population there or something.
What What country natively speaks Catalan? What does that sound like? Never heard of this.
Official language of... gosh darn it, why'd you cut off? Wikipedia article, Google, you're supposed to help me. Also, side note, kingfisher bird, very pretty bird. Is the co-official language of three autonomous communities in Spain, Catalonia, and the Valencian community. It's the official language of Andorra. Oh, you guys know Andorra. I don't know any of these places.
Andorra is one of those places where I've heard of it, and I know it's outlined because it was on Worldle one time. I have no idea where it is. I probably could have told you about where it was the day I did that Worldle, because I'd probably guess countries all around it. But
it's like on the border of Spain. Anyway, was that all of them, or
that was the question? We got 72 points
out of 100.
Like
out of 100, yes. It was 10 points if you got it on the first guess, and there were 10 questions.
That's a C. Which isn't the terror. Ooh, actually, good. I have some classes
70% is very good.
Currently that like a 70s. I've had a class before where a 70 would be an A. So on that scale, we're doing great.
Intriguing.
I had a number of classes where the professor wouldn't even like they would roughly grade on the normal scale, but they would statistically separate it into like groupings. Yeah.
I only had three classes like that one professor. It was the same professor for all of them.
Yeah, I had one professor who did it for like all of her classes, and then I had another professor where like a lot of people got B's and C's who like didn't understand the class at all, myself included. So shout outs.
Love that. Yeah, I love the professors that, or because like the professor I was talking about earlier also did that. It was like there was a guy who got an 8% in a class and he got a C. So
that's a toughie.
Neat. I mean, no, actually, it's not. It's sick for him, but yeah.
Yeah, no, that's hey, we take those.
Yeah,
we absolutely take those.
Uh huh. Real,
but we take those, and we've also taken enough of your time. Thank you all for listening. Did you like that? I'm so proud of that.
I did.
Like, comment, subscribe, follow if you feel like it. Don't if you don't, or do if you don't. We don't mind that either. Any final thoughts?
Takes none of your time. Shout out to David and Brianna after I took their phones and rated 5 stars for us. But yeah, it takes no time to rate. Helps us out a lot. I think we only have like 4 ratings, right? Or I think maybe 5 ratings now on Apple Podcasts. And I don't know about Spotify. So if you want to get in on the ground floor and be like, I knew them win, now's your chance. Shout out to Mom. Will Smith comes to the podcast. And thank you everyone for listening. That's me.
This is truly my weak point of the podcast, is having final thoughts to share. So I guess another acknowledgement of my fatal flaws is my final thought.
Yeah, tell us something. It doesn't have to be about the podcast, just tell us something. Your final thoughts don't have to be related at all.
I'm currently using a squishy stuffed animal octopus as my mic stand.
That is fascinating.
And have been this entire episode.
I have a cow-shaped stress ball on my desk that I
maybe we can fix that in post.
That I got at a mini career fair at my school freshman year.
Just placed a casino dice on top of my mic.
Wow, that's huge. shout out to Brent's mom, Lindsay's mom, my mom. I know we said we would get to other moms. Not this time. Not this time.
Well, tell you what. Shout out to Brianna's mom.
Wow.
That took courage. You have a big heart, Brent.
It's who I am.
You went out of your way to do that. How generous.
And with that, I wish you all to have a bombastic week.